Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
The Strong Arm Story of the Day is brought to you by John Foy & Associates Personal Injury Law.
Congratulations to the Dawgs. They get the number one player in the country. Shooting guard Anthony Edwards chooses UGA this morning. It happened around 9 a.m. And he had a couple of choices.
Duh.
One of those choices was Kentucky. He decides to go play for Coach Tom Crean, Mike. And here's the thing, guys, if you didn't realize this or not, Tom Crean also has a young man named Jaquan Walton, who's the number two player in the state, coming to Athens. He's 6'6". So he's racking up a nice little recruiting class here moving forward. But the big news is simply that this doesn't happen at Georgia. When's the last time Georgia got a player of this caliber when you talk about high school recruiting, Mike, and especially in hoops? Now, the obvious thing is in football, you've been seeing Kirby do this. Mark Richt had some great classes over the years when he was there for 15 years or so. Kirby has taken it up a notch, if you ask me. And now Tom Crean comes in, and he's keeping the kids in state that matter.
You're beating out Florida State and Kentucky. And, again, it won't be official till mid-April, but it's just a coup, and this is why they hired Tom Crean. Victor Oladipo at Indiana, D. Wade, you mentioned it, Marquette back in the day. You know, when you got that on your resume, that's something that maybe, you know, and he even said his own words. You know, the young man, Anthony Edwards, says he wasn't thinking of coming to Georgia until Tom Crean got hired over there.
Yeah, I think that, you know, when you start talking about where Georgia basketball is, right now it's not anywhere. They're 1-9 in the SEC. They've not had a great season. You talked about him berating his own players over the weekend and then, you know, kind of saying, listen, it was kind of taken out of context. I just think he's challenging those guys to try to be the best they can be. But ultimately, Mike, talent wins. And they don't have a lot. He's got to add some talent.
And that's the thing. If you didn't hear it, Seth Emerson had the text of some of the post game after they got blown out by Ole Miss. Crean basically saying, yeah, you know, some schools, you know, most of the guys would move on, and maybe that's on me. So basically, what are you saying? You should have just basically wiped the slate clean and released everybody from their scholarship. He explained that it was taken out of context, had a meeting with the players. Everybody seems to be cool. And Anthony Edwards was even asked about it, and he says it's fine. So big news, though. It's a coup. Georgia basketball generally means less than zero. No disrespect to Georgia basketball fans, but you are a very small minority. This is huge because Georgia hasn't meant anything since Herrick was there.
Yeah, and, you know, we said this. There's no reason why the football program can't be great. Oh, yeah, and the basketball program is great as well. We've seen it in other places. Florida accomplished this back when they had back-to-back championships when Al Horford was there, and they're winning national championships with the football team. You can do this, but it takes a great recruiter like Crean and his staff to go after these kids, Mike. And we've said this. You know, we say this about football. If you keep the kids that are here – you know, it's not like we're not producing great ball players. You keep the kids that are here. You don't have to go to California.
Right.
You're going to be in you know, in contention. Now,
well, Colin Sexton going to Alabama
absolutely.
A couple of years ago. I mean, can you get these guys to stay? Calipari comes in, swoops in. You know, here's the question, though. If anything, the you know, the byproduct of this puts pressure, even more pressure on Josh Pastner, who's having an awful year with the Jackets.
No, it does, Mike. And, you know, for Coach Pastner and, you know, his staff, this is what they were hoping for, right? You wanted the Georgia Tech allure to attract these kids to say, hey, look what we were, look what we can be, and you're keeping kids in state. And you got Georgia that doesn't have this rich basketball tradition, not like Georgia Tech.
Right.
So, you know, with that said, congratulations to Coach Crean. But either way, man, I hope that Coach Pastner can get it going, because if not, then things are going to get really hot for him, because this is what it's all about. It's our strong arm story of the day, guys. Again, Anthony Edwards decides to choose UGA over some other schools, and he's got game-changing talent. And you guys are going to get a chance to see him next year. And I said this. Who doesn't want to go? I want to see this kid's first game. I want to see what he does at Georgia. He's the kind of kid that can help lead you to a Sweet 16 or Elite 8 run. He may be one and done, but who cares?
Now, the next thing, and this is something we've talked about in the past, if you could do this, I'm not saying you would do five or six of these, but one or two games. What about getting them down to like Gwinnett Arena? You know, getting them. I mean, no, not that it's a pain in the butt to go down 316 for a night game midweek in Athens. Kind of is if you're coming from the city. But how about bringing a few of these games out here just to get a little more, create a little buzz, get a little juice with some of the alumni? What do you think?
I would like that. That would be really cool.
Okay, picture this: it's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.